From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Wilderness Road, a five-piece bluegrass band from Rock Castle County, Kentucky. Stay tuned to hear their music and stories coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
Good evening, fine fans of bluegrass music, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I am the guest host of Red Barn Radio, Arthur Hancock, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 461st performance. We are coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. What began as a Tuesday night jam session has turned into a bluegrass group. What is known as the Wilderness Road dissects the town of Livingston, Kentucky, and the Wilderness Road carries with it much history and heritage for Kentucky. So does this Southeastern Kentucky band, and they're going to get it done for you right now. Please welcome to Red Barn Radio tonight's guest from Rockcastle County, Kentucky, Wilderness Road. Get her done, boys.
Went down to the station, jumped on the train and left. Guitar strapped to our backs and we were headed west. Women now are lonesome, they crying all night long. Sacrifice to family life, just play a bluegrass song. Now we're living that bluegrass dream. Living that bluegrass dream. Picking all night long right up till the break of dawn. We're living the bluegrass dream. Into town this morning, we played an old barn dance. hit the stage scared to death, but now we had our chance. When the music finished playing, the crowd let out a roar. Man in the back yelling, we want to hear some more. Now we're living that bluegrass dream. Living that bluegrass dream. Picking all night long right up till the break of dawn. We're living the bluegrass dream. Bus pulled into Nashville, our name and marquee lights. People came from miles around to hear us play tonight. Gonna play the Ryman to a sold out crowd. Don't care about fame or fortune, just to make Limp Promise proud. Now we're living that bluegrass dream. Living that bluegrass dream. Picking on living the bluegrass dream. Yeah, we live in that bluegrass dream. Live in that bluegrass dream. Picking on
Red Barn Radio's guest host, Arthur Hancock, with Wilderness Road. Here's Arthur.
Thanks for being with us, everybody, here on Red Barn Radio tonight, live from Lexington, Kentucky. I'm Arthur Hancock, and I'm your host. And we are here with Wilderness Road from Rockcastle County, down south of us. We're certainly no better because we're up here in Lexington, up on top.
But
they won't hold it against us. Hopefully they're Wildcat fans. Are you guys Wildcat fans?
Absolutely. Most of us.
Absolutely.
We got one good guitar player and one not so good guitar player.
This guy likes a red team also from Kentucky that we won't mention the name, so
that's not cool. I might quit, Ed. I know I came in to be a guest host tonight, but I might have to go back to the house. Wilderness Road is made up of, on the bass, the most important instrument in bluegrass music, Mike Carpenter.
My cousin, I'm proud of him.
Second part of the rhythm section, Mr. Ken Shackelford on the mandolin, doing some harmony, fine harmony singing, and obviously I think you might be the comedian of the group, but I'm not.
Actually, that's true.
So we're on there, I'm picking up what you're putting down, as they say. Obviously, my favorite banjo player of the evening, Mr. Earl Durham, playing a fine Gibson banjo. Appreciate you being here, you're sounding good. And on the lead vocal in the guitar, Mr. Mark Carpenter, everybody. And I'm not saying it last because he's a Louisville fan, but Mr. B.J. Mason on the guitar, he's doing a great job, lead guitar.
I wasn't even going to say the name of the school, so I don't know what went wrong. I mean, we were raised the same. We lived in the same small town. He ended up a Louisville fan.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. People would say that about us, that we were all raised the same. We went to school, and then we all decided to make records entitled them Living the Bluegrass Dream.
Have you ever been to Richmond in November? When the cold Virginia rain is coming down. And I'm here to tell you it's no pleasure if you're all alone and stranger to the town. But don't take me wrong, you do like East Virginia. Richmond's full of hospitality. Except for one Virginia girl I know of that made a perfect love wreck out of me. Blue your heart like Virginia, girl. There ain't no blue like blue Virginia blue. Soda. Said I need you here in Richmond right away. Take the bus and I'll meet you at the station. Bring some clothes, I might want you to stay. The bus pulled in the station late this evening. There ain't a soul around this place but me. She must have changed her mind or since forgotten. And her name ain't in the phone directory. Blue Virginia blue. There ain't no blue like blue Virginia blue. Wish I had the money for a taxi. A warm and cozy place to lay me down. Instead I'm standing all alone in Richmond, while the cold Virginia rain is coming down. Blue Virginia blue. Virginia blue. There's no girls in the whole wide world break your heart like Virginia girl. There ain't no blue like blue Virginia blue. No, there ain't no blue like blue Virginia blue.
Just joined us. Tonight we're with Wilderness Road on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
We have some people from out of town in the audience tonight, and I think I would like to ask this opportunity for you to describe to these fine folks what that actually means, living the bluegrass dream, and what actually goes into playing bluegrass music and going around the state, and the network of people that we all seem to know.
Mark Carpenter.
I would describe living the bluegrass dream as a bumper sticker I saw that says, I drive a $500 car to a $50 gig with a $5,000 instrument and make tens of dollars per year. That's bluegrass music, but we love to do it. We enjoy it, and it's the best thing we could be doing as far as I'm concerned. So,
speaking on behalf of Mark, as I've come to know him so well over the last year.
Ken Shackelford.
They didn't let me in until they had been going for a couple of years, so they finally decided they wanted some comedy in the band, and so they recruited me last year. But I come to realize what the other part of Mark's bluegrass dream was, for him to realize his lifelong pursuit of playing alongside a musician like me, a humble musician.
Kent's his own favorite singer, if you haven't picked that up by now, so...
Well, I guess y'all can't see what's happening in here right now. I would say you have some sort of sports fascination, Ken, because you have a Wilderness Road golf hat on. Is that what I'm seeing?
You know, it's our company hat, our company logo here. And if it looks like a golf hat, don't misinterpret that in any means by thinking I can play golf at all.
A lot better
mandolin
picker than
I'm a horrible golfer, as hard as that is to believe. You know, this is such a rare and limited edition that I don't think they can be had. I mean, I'm willing to field offers. I'm telling you right now that it's going to be hard to get this hat off my head. And it's not just because of how my hair looks under it.
Or how his head swells inside it.
Well, actually, I think it's good. It has that material that will look like it stretches a little bit throughout the evening.
Story that he tells was Papa rode the rail, working hard for the family and the farm. Papa told me, son, them rails helped us some. My living came from inside mason jar. Part-time miner, full-time shiner, he hammered a rail or two. He kept the family fed, roof above our head, with the yelling and good old Mountain Dew. Straight-laced man, strive for the promised land. He taught me the ways of right and wrong. Then the factory moved away, and Daddy lost his pay. He turned to what he knew best all along. Part-time miner, full-time shiner, he hammered a rail or two. He kept the family fed, roof above our head, with the yelling in and good old Mountain Dew. Found his notes in a barn, thought there was no harm. Try my hand at my papa's trade. Money came in quicker, making good corn liquor. Then the lawman came and took me away. Part-time miner, full-time shiner, he hammered a rail or two. He kept the family fed, roof above our head, with the yelling in and good old Mountain Dew. With the yelling in and good old Mountain Dew.
How did the band come together? Where'd you meet? I'm sure it was at a festival or at a church or at a picking party or something.
To expand on your introduction for us, BJ and I, we've been to school together since kindergarten. So, I mean, we both grew up in athletics, not really focusing on music. There's always been music in our family. You know, I remember sitting around as a kid watching uncles and stuff play guitar, and just it's always been a part of my life. But, you know, basketball and other things took a bigger part. But, as we got older and couldn't play sports anymore, we started jamming on Tuesday nights, just getting together and picking a little bit. And, you know, we'd invite somebody to come over and play bass. And Earl was the first guy we brought in, you know, to the little jam session that actually stuck around with us. So we just added parts slowly until we actually had a band, and then started practicing a little bit and found a few local festivals. And that's pretty much how we got started.
He was following his calling to spread the master's plan. That night he followed tail lights and watched her hold a man. He tried to be a witness, spoke of eternal life. But that night a witness saw him as he fired that 45. She sat there on the front row, played the organ for the choir. We thought she lived for Jesus, but she left this world alive. In a cold and lonesome prison cell, he spent the rest of his life praying for the Lord. is for a preacher that killed his wife. Church that Sunday morning, there was a haunting in the air. Some folks spread the gossip, but most just sat and stared. When the church lost their preacher, the prison gained a man. The graveyard got a tombstone. Here lies a mother.
Folks, I got to tell you, if you ever meet a guy that played football and then can play bluegrass music, he had to have been pretty good because he didn't get hurt. So
I didn't play football.
You didn't? What'd you play?
Nothing. I played basketball some.
Yeah.
See, he said couldn't play sports anymore. I was 12. I had to wait on him.
This guy cost us the 8th grade county tournament by missing two free throws with 2 seconds left, and we lost, and it's all his fault, and I've never forgave him, so I'll just throw that out there. So.
Earl's the youngest member of the group. I think.
Could be, yes.
And the tallest, and probably the smartest. And
I'll agree to that one.
Because he has
the best face for radio, too. So.
Yeah. I met these guys through actually his mother-in-law, and they were looking for a banjo player. So I decided to show up and see if I could pick along with them, and so I'm stuck with them for a while, I guess, now.
How long have you been playing the banjo, Mr. Earl?
Earl Durham.
I have started years ago. And kind of gave it up for about 10 years, which was a bad mistake. After I got with these guys, then I'm basically playing catch-up.
Yeah.
Trying to learn new stuff as I go. I actually started, we started picking in a bluegrass gospel group called Friends of Faith. And that kindly got me more back into it. And then I met these guys and then kind of wandered off with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he's living the dream on the road. And I spoke with Mike Carpenter on the bass earlier, and you said that you play a lot of gigs, and you mentioned the Friends of Faith. Is that where y'all came together through that, or?
Well, actually, BJ's my barber.
That's why everyone's hair is so good. Y'all can't tell out there on the radio.
Smart guy. And they was needing a bass player, and he said, "You want to play bass?" And I said, "Well, sure, why not?" So,
Mark Carpenter.
I played guitar for years. I was influenced by my dad, Russell Carpenter, and just played in church and stuff, and kind of back and forth, guitar and bass, I guess.
I'd like for everybody to give this guy an extra applause here because he's never played bass before about February in his life, and he's awesome. And
probably the best guitar player in the band.
Yeah. And also, I want to add, these guys won't talk about themselves very much, but Ken and Mike both can play anything with strings on it. And Mike's a good enough person to play bass for us because that's what we needed. But, you know, he could play any instrument for anybody just about. And we're tickled to death to have him. And he's my cousin, which makes all that true. So.
Absolutely. Is anybody else related in the band? Earl's not everybody's dad. Banjo players tend to be everyone's dad.
God spoke to Moses shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground. Holy ground, you're on holy ground. Take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground. For I am the Lord thy God. Go yonder, to Moses, and smite that rock. Smite that rock, Lord, smite that rock. Go yonder, to Moses, and smite that rock, for I am the Lord thy God. Take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground. Holy ground, you're on holy ground. Take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground, for I am the Lord thy God. Stand still, Moses, see salvation work. Salvation work, see salvation work. Stand still, Moses, see salvation work, for I am the Lord thy God. Take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground. Holy ground, you're on holy ground. Take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground, for I am the Lord thy God. Take shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground. Holy ground, you're on holy ground. Take shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground, for I am the Lord thy God. Take shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground. Holy ground, you're on holy ground. Take shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground, for I am the Lord thy God.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Wilderness Road, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Wilderness Road after this break. Welcome back. Tonight we're with Wilderness Road. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
No stranger now, crying holy unto the Lord, crying holy unto the Lord. Well, if I could, I surely would stand on the rock where Moses stood. sinners run and hide your face. Sinners run and hide your face. Sinners run to the rocks and hide your face. And God cried out, no hiding place, crying holy unto the Lord, crying holy unto the Lord. Well, if I could, I surely would stand on the rock where Moses stood.
Heap some praise here on playing the banjo, Mr. Earl Durham. I think we should give him a round of applause. Because y'all, I'll say this. I listen to a lot of bluegrass music. Playing groove and in time and slow banjo is a lot harder than ripping. So I appreciate that. And if you're out there listening and you're playing the banjo in your house, turn on some old school Keith Whitley, J.D. Crow, and play slow. And then you'll be like Earl. And we'll appreciate you that much more.
How are we going to haul that head, huh?
I think there's going to be a lot of heavy loads going back to Castle County tonight. I love that your father, Ken, wrote a tune. And then I also love that your father is here in spirit in this fine instrument.
Yeah, could you tell us about that? I appreciate Mark being, he's our first artist endorser of the Shackleford guitar. I wish everybody on the radio and the internet could see this guitar because it's a beauty. I'm so proud of it. Listen to that pure tonage.
Give us a G run.
Pure tonage. Do you know a G run? Good boy. It says Shackleford on the headstock. My mom and dad inscribed inside this guitar Shackleford number 2. So that's really funny too, you know. So we call that guitar the Deuce, and that's the second one my dad made. I, of course, have the first one that I love it dearly. He's still making them. Hey, call Mark or me, and we'll hook you up with a sale of your very own Shackleford-built guitar, built right in Tyner, Kentucky, by my favorite guy, my dad. Sold his Martin HD28, okay? That's what he thinks of this guitar, so I'm proud of that.
Made in Kentucky, just like Wilderness Road, so we obviously know it's really good. Because on the cover of Wilderness Road, Ken, I congratulate you for putting on your UK basketball cap.
Well, that was all. I had to fight that guy. And him, too. They were like, you can't wear it.
Said, that was supposed to have been photoshopped out.
You can take it off of me.
No, I actually didn't say that. I couldn't let him be the only guy in a hat and let him think he was the leader, so I had to wear an International Harvester.
Oh, there you go. There you go. No one can disagree with the fine International Harvester.
Rows and rows of corn in the crib for the hog. Take Papa Ben's shotgun and home with Daddy's dog. Pressure cooker whistling while Mama canned some beans. Looking back on those days, life was such a dream. We never had nothing, but we had all we need. Ham and shoulder and smokehouse by the creek. Keep us warm. How I miss those days on that 50-acre farm. Mm-hmm. city that he missed it every day. His best present thinking would happen in the barn. When daddy would go missing, we'd find him on the farm. We never had nothing, but we had all we need. Ham and a shoulder and a smokehouse by the creek. Had a great big garden and a fire to keep us warm. How I miss those days on that 50-acre farm.
Nobody's eating at the moment, are they? I think all the sandwiches and cookies are gone. Always want to make sure because this is my mother's second least favorite song. It's called Hair and a Biscuit.
If anybody didn't hear that, I know we've got California. Is that what they said, California? Vermont? What other states are represented out here? Ohio? Canada? But does anybody here need an interpreter? For us, have you ever heard anybody talk like this? Nathan Jones is skilled in interpretation of Hillbilly Redneck, which is what obviously I speak. He sings it. He reminds me a whole lot of when he sings. He's like a folk bluegrass rock and roll acoustic singer, superstar extraordinaire.
Loose from time to time. So me and the boys went out to get some shine. She saw me take a swig and dance a little jig. That's when the fist and tears started flying. This putting me in the car to go downtown. She's loading up her things to hammer down. I said, honey, let's talk. You know I can fix it all. With her tail lights and the dust left a lonesome sound. And I cried, honey, oh honey, you know I'm sorry. For your love I beg, steal a quarry. I cried from my knees, I tried to fix it. Let's hang in there like a hair in a biscuit. Just before the jailer turned the key, I reminded him about the call that he owed me. Said, you're right about that man, buys you out phone a friend. She's fighting mad and red is all she sees. But I cried, honey, oh honey, you know I'm sorry. For your love I beg, steal or borrow. around for around a month, till the taste of that corn liquor touched my tongue. Then up beside my face, a frying pan she did lay. Now she locked up in the jail cell of her own. She cried, honey, oh honey, you know I'm sorry for your love I beg, steal, and borrow. She cried from her knees, she tried to fix it. Let's hang in there like a hair in a biscuit. Yeah, let's hang in there like a hair in a biscuit.
So obviously these guys have been hoping I would just stop talking, and I almost am. Last few words from me tonight, because I've talked about my mom and dad an awfully lot, but I didn't talk about my most favorite person on earth. It's actually my sweet loving bride. Her name's Rhonda, prettiest little thing you ever saw. Auburn hair, green eyes. She's not here tonight. She's got a bluegrass musician in the family, and somebody's got to work. Okay.
Do a bluegrass classic for you.
Some sweet day. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. And the Ten Commandments tell me what to do. The 12 disciples are my road sign, and Jesus is there to see me through. There'll be no detours in heaven, no rough roads along the way. Bible for a roadmap, or the children of Israel use it too. They crossed the Red Sea of destruction, for God was there to see them through. There'll be no detours in heaven, no rough roads along the way.
You've just joined us. Tonight, we're with Wilderness Road on Red Barn Radio.
Mark Carpenter's favorite singer is Chris Stapleton. Of course, Mark Carpenter's my second favorite singer. My mom and dad, who I love. So I played for my mom and dad the Mark Carpenter recording of the Chris Stapleton, the Steel Drivers. If you heard this, you know, Mark sung it. So I played it. Mom and dad were like, yeah, you know, that's pretty...
that's not too bad. I said, well, I probably shouldn't play this for you because they never heard it. I said, but let me show you how it really supposed to sound. So I queued up Stapleton, you know, and he just ripped it and smoked it and shredded it, and I was waiting for the bad news. And my dad and mom said, I believe I'd rather hear Mark sing it.
I can't agree or disagree there. But
I said, we love Mark Carpenter. So, no pressure.
Oh, yeah. That just happens to be the next song. Do, so.
Oh, well, that's incredible. Chris Stapleton does have a new record coming out called Traveler, and if you're a fan of music, folks, you should pick that up. Absolutely. Support Kentucky music.
Dad, who's played a lot of bluegrass gospel music in his life, 20, 30 years ago, wrote a few bluegrass gospel songs. He played with a local band called the Greyhawk Boys. I appreciate these guys letting me bring this number to the band called That Beautiful Country, written by my dad, Mr. Garrett Shackleford.
In that beautiful country where I'm going, where the streets will be paved with pure gold, in that beautiful country where I'm going, oh, the story has never yet been told. There's a beautiful country where I'm going. My Jesus will welcome me there. I'll see all the beauties of heaven, and the sorrows of life will all be gone. In that beautiful country where I'm going, where the streets will be paved with pure gold, in that beautiful country where I'm going, oh, the story has never yet been told. Country, and I'll see my loved ones gone on before. They'll be waiting to meet me over yonder, and we'll live up there forevermore. In that beautiful country where I'm going, where the streets will be paved with pure
talk to y'all about is your record in the game of music and in the game of living the bluegrass dream, actually making a record, and bands come and go and pickers disappear and they get a job like most of us have to eventually, and then you never hear from them again. You say, hey, where's he at? And everyone's like, oh, you know, he's got a family now, which is beautiful, but unless you make a record, you disappear.
We made the record over at Randy Hayes Studio in Jackson County. It's called Digital Basement Studios. Randy was a bass player for J.D. Crow and the Russell Brothers. That was before he was lead guitar player for Mr. Keith Whitley.
That's not too shabby.
He knows a whole lot about music and helped us through our first time, and we owe him a lot of big favors for that.
He don't have a lick of sense, but he's a musical just genius. I mean, he's a master. I mean, I'm not sure he can tie his shoes.
He hasn't had
but he doesn't have to, okay? When you can pick and hear and produce and engineer, he's just awesome and we love him.
Well, I guess in the BS category, y'all fit right in together. Bam! I just made $20 for that one.
Killing boys, the gal you love. Treat her right, never wrong. How mountain gals can love. Riding the night in high cold wind on the trail of the old lonesome pine. Thinking of you, feeling so blue, wondering why you left me behind. Get down, boys, go back home, back to the gal you love. Treat her right, never wrong, that mountain gals can love. Remember the night we strolled down the lane, our hearts were gay and happy then. You whispered to me as I held you close that you hope the night would never end. Get down, boys, go back home, back to the gal you love. Treat her.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get another round of applause there for Wilderness Road from Rockcastle County, Kentucky. I'd like to thank our guests, Mark, BJ, Earl, Ken, and Mike, Wilderness Road, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. I also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank you all for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web, www.redbarnradio.com. I am Arthur Hancock, and I am your guest host tonight on Red Barn Radio, and I very much appreciate being here. Until we meet again, go well, and let's hear one more from Wilderness Road.
Sings a little song for the ones who've done me wrong. That life beneath little rocks and big rocks all day. Oh, the work is mighty hard in the gravel yard. I'll never be a free man, so they say.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Mark, BJ, Earl, Ken, and Mike, Wilderness Road, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio would like to thank High on Art and Coffee in the Woodland Triangle for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Wake up to the vision with High on Art and Coffee. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.